Thank you, folks. Today I'd like to talk about problems and priorities. Some would say we live in a country that has no problem arresting over 800 people without cause. But we have a problem administering the census in a way that works to help NGOs and community advocates do their work. Some might say we live in a country that has no problem finding billions of dollars for fighter jets during a recession, but we have a problem investing in children who live on social assistance. We have a problem investing in them and increasing their social inclusion so they can get out of that system. Some might say we live in a country that has no problem finding a billion dollars to address security concerns at a G20 rally. But we have a problem finding the means to extend EI benefits and services to struggling families in our communities. We have a problem helping over 300 homeless Canadians. We have a problem maintaining preventative healthcare funding for things like special diet allowances that people with healthcare concerns need. If we're a country that has no problem marginalizing people and no problem shutting out the concerns of our communities, if we're a country that has no problem with the events that played out in the G20, if we have no problem with the things we saw and the things we can't unsee, you know, be it a cop car on fire or on the other side of things, be it peaceful protesters sitting down after singing O Canada being beaten for what? If we have a problem with the growing gap between the rich and poor and the thinning of our middle class, if we have no problem with all of this, then we are the problem. But Canada is stronger and more capable than that. We're a much more stronger and capable country. We aren't the problem, but we have a problem. We have a problem with how things are going and how things have gone. And we demand change. We demand accountability and we demand a better way moving forward. We demand a shift in our government's priorities that reflects our priorities. To get there, we're going to need the support of the bravest people from all parties. We're going to have to shift towards thinking about a prosperous Canada, one that includes a Canada without poverty, one that includes a Canada with dignity for all. If you believe in these priorities, use your hands, use your voice, use your energy, and let people know any way you can. Yeah. Thank you.